9 years ago, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales accompanied a young trombone player in the final of BBC Young Musician of the Year. The youngest ever winner of that competition, he'd go on to become the co-principal trombone of the London Symphony Orchestra at the age of only 18. And he recently completed his time as a Radio 3 New Generation artist. Well, Peter Moore joins the orchestra this afternoon as soloist in Toru Takemitsu's Phantasma Cantos 2, a work the composer said he based on formal Japanese gardens. In his words, you walk along the path, stopping here and there to contemplate, and eventually find yourself back where you started from. Yet it's no longer the same starting point. Well, during rehearsals, I asked Peter Moore how he thinks this translates into the music.
Well, I suppose in a garden there are lots of colours. And in this piece of Selfie, he manages to use a wide variety of techniques for the instrument and the orchestra also. Various mutes. I have to use a plunger mute, a straight mute and a cut mute, all of which contribute to creating a different sound. The trombone is very much a singing instrument. And I remember a quote from him when he wrote this piece. He said he wanted to write a piece for Christian Lindbergh, who was, you know, the main pioneer of the trombone as a solo instrument. Who still is, still very active as a trombonist. And he said that he'd like to write Christian Lindbergh a beautiful piece, and he certainly has done. And it's great fun to play. I think just the luscious harmonies, the singing. He knows the register of the trombone so well. He never writes sort of phrases and melodic lines in registers where it doesn't project. So he's well aware of the instrument. It sounds like he's written for it 100 times. I don't think he has, but it's wonderful and great fun to play.
Peter Moore. And here he comes now with today's conductor, Kazuki Yamada, to join the BBC National Orchestra of Wales for Takemitsu's Phantasma Cantos 2.